The Road to Croke Park has featured big two-pointers, late drama, and a wrong turn, and Enniskillen.
You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction!
Ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland Final clash of Donegal and Kerry, relive the full story of this year's football championship with a new three-part podcast. The Road to Croke Park, the football championship. Available for free in your OTB GAA and Football Pod feeds.
Hey, this is Nathan here from the Off the Ball Show in Dublin, in Ireland. How y'all do?
Ireland!
Hey, very well!
I think it's in Ireland. Hey, how about...
quite a microphone.
How about Katie last night?
Yeah, I wanted to
Katie Taylor. Bravo.
That was big.
Sensational.
Yeah.
Erin Go-Bra. So.
I'll get straight into it. It's a weird sports show here in Ireland. So the wait, I guess, is finally over. Almost 30 years later, Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be available on Netflix Friday, July 25th. And look at this sensational trio sat across from me, well, across the Atlantic from me. Adam Sandler, Julie Bone, Chris MacDonald. What an absolute pleasure. How are y'all doing?
Great,
very
thank
well.
You.
Great to see
30
you.
30 years it's been.
30 years!
I love it. Great accent.
Well, you should be good at the accent now, Chris, because I'm a bit worried you might have had your fill of Irish people over the last 24 hours, because you were front and center last night.
I was indeed.
At Madison Square Garden to see one of our greatest.
Yes.
Congratulations.
She's the greatest for the great for the country, great for the sport, so yeah. God love her. Big win.
Yeah. Sensational from Katie Taylor. Of course, you do have an Irish fighter in the movie.
Yes.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Ooh. Many, many great cameos.
Becky Lynch, very nice person, funny as hell, can beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah. Scared of her.
And it was I'm so happy that I got to know her. I loved her.
The list of cameos is just simply sensational, particularly from a golfing point of view with Rory, Scotty, Bryson, Brooks.
Yeah.
Jeez, Scotty really bought into it. I was never quite sure where he was on the whole arrest thing, but he was more than happy to play along.
He went with it. They all went with it. Fine, everybody. The men and women who participated from the golf world. Cannot thank them enough. Everybody was... He gave him a line. They said, okay. Nobody said I won't do that. Nobody said that.
No, they didn't. No, they play
along.
That's
pretty cool. Yes, everybody jumped in.
But this was a generation of golfers that were raised on Happy Gilmore 1, which was really making fun of the golf world. And yet it's been completely embraced by it. And it's cool to see it come back around this way. All these guys love Happy Gilmore. And it's not, I think he did a lot to unstuff the reputation of golf.
That was the premise, but the real guys are doing it more. They unstuffed it. They're badasses, and in real life, these guys are so cool to watch play.
Yeah,
and they are
they're phenoms is what they are.
Phenoms,
they're absolutely amazing golfers, and what's amazing also is how much love comes from the legends.
Yes,
the Jacks. These guys, I got to tell you, these guys have been put golf on the map 30 years ago, and they're part of this thing, and I was gobsmacked when I sit down. I'm talking to Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, that was
for
cool,
2 hours. And I love the guy.
Yes,
and Lee Trevino and Corey Pavin and Sir Nick Faldo, and I hope I'm not dropping too many names. But it was incredibly fun.
Amazing.
And amazing. On days off, I would show up on the set just to hang with them and thank God. I love my life.
I know, man.
So cool, man.
Do you end shooting as much better golfers than when you started?
I wish, man, oh man. There's no time when you're making a movie. You're like, I remember Brooks Koepka gave me a nice little thing, a little tip. We were just hanging out, and he goes, "No, I do this," and he
wrist down here,
The blade, he didn't have it open. He had it shut for a little chipperoonies, and I said, "Oh yeah, man, I'm gonna try that." Never got a chance to try it. It's just we're making a movie. You can't sit. You chip a little bit, right?
That's it. Well, you can do it. Can't get off the tee with the big stick.
Exactly.
Hey, we're back to set. We're back to one, and we're off again.
Damn it!
You're not gonna want to single out one particular golfer, I'm sure, but I will for you. Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, old Zally.
This guy. I know he's had his problems with injury over the last while. Like, this guy could have a future in acting.
Hilarious dude, right?
Very funny.
Yes. That's the guy who plays my caddy, my old caddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Will was a stud. All the other guys loved him. They've talked about this before, that he looked a little bit, not that much, but enough like my blonde caddy that I choke mm-hmm. out. And Will gets choked or does some choking in this movie.
He does some choking, yeah.
He throws down, he's got strong hands. By the way, I had to shake up and down Will Zalatoris. Skinny human being, right?
Solid rock.
The most
solid. Not great for a guy with a bad back.
Terrible. His back stuff's going to get better. I know that.
After but you shook it out.
I shook it loose. But let me tell you, he was a lot heavier and stronger than I expected. I could not pick him up. Yeah. He could crush me.
Yeah. He's a
God
good,
damn, what a stud. Yeah. I love him.
Julie, without giving too much of the storyline away, it picks up 30 years on, and John Daly is living in Happy's garage, and John Daly is essentially the most influential person in your children's lives.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, terrifying. Terrifying. Yes. Well, it wouldn't be Happy Gilmore if Happy was actually happy. So we have to have some conflict.
It's some misery. Yes.
Yeah, there's some ups and downs. You got to have the hero must rise, and it rise he does. But yes.
That but he's means very much in love.
He's very in love, but the children are basically being mothered by John Daly, which is problematic.
No. He means well always.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a great heart.
He does.
You're basically, Julie, John Daly in my house because my children spent the last 3 months watching back-to-back Modern Family on repeat, so we feel like we've outsourced parenting to you. So maybe I'll check back in 5 or 6 years and see how that works.
I got the same kids as you, buddy. My kids watch that show more than anything. They can't believe they know Julie.
I outsourced parenting to me, too, because my kids were much littler when I was doing that show. And now that they're teenagers, I'm like, I've been here, haven't I? I'm like, oh, I said words about it. Maybe I'll just do Claire right now when I'm yelling at you. Because I don't know how to parent teenagers.
No idea. I've seen it.
you made a lot of golfers very happy with the filming of this movie. One guy who I feel might be upset is maybe the closest to Happy Gilmore, which is Porter Carrington, who has brought that swing to the golf course.
Yes.
He's unleashed it in his practice rounds.
Yes.
Is that just going to be too close to the bone to get Porter involved?
You know what? That should have happened. You're right. That should have. He smashes it that way like a champ, and I made a mistake. It's just a timing thing. My apologies.
I'm sure he will take it. To finish up, we've got the Open Championship in Ireland next week. You don't have to tell us who your favorite cameo was, but you can each give us who you think is going to win it, and we take that as who your favorite golfer on set was.
Yeah, I'm not saying, man. I love these guys too much. It's been like 5 times already, maybe more, since we shot the movie that whoever wins that week, I'm like, that's great news. We're buddies now.
Yeah.
We're friends with so many of the guys now.
That's one of the biggest thrills of making this movie for me was becoming friends with these legends in training right now. So thank you for that. And
the ladies tour. Also, we had some incredible people come by and just amazing to be buddies with them. It's kind of like I did this movie, a basketball movie, got to know like maybe also 10 of the guys.
Yes, yes.
Now, whenever they're playing, I'm rooting for their team.
It's the same thing in golf.
I'm like, I love this guy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, they're cool, aren't they?
Yes.
You love all of them equally. Listen, thank you so much for your time, Julie, Adam, Chris. Been an absolute pleasure. The movie's a joy and a worthy follow-up 30 years on.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Jim McGuinness wrote in his book about, and I don't know whether he's changed on this, but as Colin McFadden reached to punch that ball to the back of the net, he didn't want it to happen because they hadn't played to their principles.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.